A plan to protect koalas on the New South Wales north coast has driven a deep wedge in a community that's reliant on the timber industry. Labor and the Greens have backed the plan for a great koala national park, covering hundreds of thousands of hectares of forest inland from Coffs Harbour. But in an area of high unemployment and high-value timber, it's an issue that puts one of Australia's icons out on a limb, as Dom Vukovic reports.
Deep amongst the trees of the Newry State Forest south of Coffs Harbour, forestry manager Dean Carney is mapping the koalas to select the next timber to be felled.
We implement a koala high use area where we don't harvest around that. Then we'll also make sure that we keep all the feed trees in that forest that we can as well, up to the bare minimum of 5 feed trees a hectare.
Dean Carney says environmentalists are wrong to say the timber industry has halved the koala's population in 20 years. He says new research using sound recorders or koala song meters shows the animals are not under threat.
So you can put these devices out into the forest, you can leave them out there for days at a time and allow them to record the koala bellows. The results we get from the first 100 sites there were really, really promising. So it was 80% occupancy. It was really exceeded all of our expectations. And that's showing they've actually got some really healthy koala population numbers out here in the bush.
The New South Wales Forestry Corporation manages 22 million hectares and harvests about 1% of that area each year. The industry supports 2,000 jobs. Most of the timber on the north coast is used for high-end flooring and design. Dean Carney says timber here is sustainably sourced.
The forest practices that you see in other countries where they're converting pristine rainforest into plantations of palm oil or whatever it is. I mean, obviously, it breaks my heart to think that that's where some of our timber can come from.
But the former Labor Environment Minister, Bob Debus, has backed environmentalists who argue it's far from sustainable, especially around Port Macquarie and Taree.
What I saw was clear felling. I saw forests smashed to the ground over 10, 50 hectare allotments. I saw the kind of logging which for 20 years, I've understood, was never, ever again going to happen in New South Wales. But it is. The whole thing is disguised, indeed, under some definitions that start by talking about single tree extraction, but somehow or other end up apparently permitting the Forest Authority to clear fell.
Environment groups have called for logging to be banned in 175,000 hectares of local state forest to help create a great koala national park. A proponent is Susie Russell.
Yes, we as a society have to decide whether we want to lose our koalas, damage our water supply, or do we want to protect a handful of timber industry jobs.
But timber operators like Douglas Head say that that will kill his 100-year-old family business at Kempsey, which currently employs 60 people.
There's limited opportunities in the Maclay Valley, and this would be just typical of all these areas.
Douglas Head says getting rid of the industry is not the answer, and he hopes that environmental groups and forestry can reach a middle ground.
Fibre of the century has been declared as timber. It is this century's future internationally. But in Australia, we're trying to become a continent that is home of the gum tree and not produce any ourselves. I mean, how dumb are we if we can't run proper forestry?
Forestry worker Douglas Head, ending that report by Dom Vukovic.